Honorable
Mr. Basil Zemplis.
Hello, everybody. I formally declare the agenda briefing session for the City of Perth open at exactly 5 p.m. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to the elders past and present. It's a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. CEO, can I ask you now, please, to recite the prayer?
Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, everyone. Please be seated. So we will now proceed to the next item of business. In attendance today, the Deputy Lord Mayor Sandy Angie, Councillor Di Bain, Councillor Clyde Bevan, Councillor Brent Fleeton, Councillor Liam Gobbett, Councillor Rebecca Gordon, Councillor Victor Coe and Councillor Catherine Leeser. Also in attendance today are the Chief Executive Officer, General Manager, Infrastructure and Operations, General Manager, Community Development, General Manager, Planning and Economic Development, General Manager of Corporate Services, Alliance Manager, Governance and Governance Officer. CEO, do we have any apologies this afternoon?
No, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, CEO. There are no elected members on leave of absence. Applications for leave of absence will be dealt with at the ordinary meeting next week. We now move to item four, announcements. It was only a week ago that we were in this chamber to elect the Deputy Lord Mayor, and I'm delighted that in the time since the eight new councillors and I have taken the opportunity to take a number of briefings, we've met with the senior administration staff, and also we've had the opportunity to reaffirm our commitments and priorities. And I'd like to say that our top priority, having discussed it with the group of councillors and myself, remains finding the right way for the City of Perth to play an active role in helping people who are homeless. It's a shared responsibility, we're well aware of that, but it is not a responsibility that we intend to shirk. And it's an issue that I hope to raise when I meet with the Premier tomorrow. On that, I'd like to thank councillors Councillor Gobbett, Councillor Bevan, Councillor Fleeton, and Councillor Coe, who last night joined with our CEO Michelle and General Manager of Community Development Anne for the rough sleeper count. If they look a little tired this afternoon, you will forgive them. You're all to be commended, and we thank you for doing your bit and stepping up last night, or rather the early hours of this morning. And can I say that is exactly the kind of leadership and commitment that we want our City of Perth to be known for. I should also add, while I've got the opportunity, there's a terrific spirit and unity within our group developing already, and it's a privilege for us to be here in this building, in these surrounds, and to serve the residents, ratepayers and other key stakeholders of the City of Perth, and it's a responsibility that we are all relishing. Yesterday I gave notice of a motion for consideration at next week's ordinary council meeting to provide free parking across city car parks in December and January 2021. It's been a challenging year for all West Australians, as we all well know, and the newly elected council is in full agreement that we need to support our community, residents, city businesses and visitors in celebrating Christmas, in helping revitalise our city and inviting everyone to visit. 3 hours free parking is just one initiative to celebrate our city. A paper will be developed by the City Administration in response to this motion. I am looking forward to receiving advice on how this initiative might be progressed, and I am most hopeful to see that this will be cost neutral. The newly elected council are now excited to be working for our city and indeed for all West Australians. Item 5.1, public questions. Any public questions will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. So we move to item 5.2. CEO, are there any deputations?
Yes, Lord Mayor. A deputation has been received from Sean Morrison from Urbis in relation to item 11.1, final adoption of amendment number 43 to city planning scheme number 2 to introduce additional uses and a special control area over 707 lot 500 Murray Street, West Perth.
Thank you, CEO. Mr Morrison, could I invite you please to step forward to make your deputation. Thank you for being here.
Cool. Thank you, and thank you for granting my deputation, and congratulations to the new Lord Mayor and councillors. Urbis works on behalf of Babcock, which is a subsidiary of Woolworths Group, and we're the applicants for the proposed scheme amendment before you. Fabcorp purchased the former PMH car park site at the corner of Thomas Street and Murray Street in West Perth in mid-2019 from the state government. Whilst at the time of that announcement by the state government, at the time of the sale, it was put forward that a shopping centre was going to be built on the site. Unfortunately, shoppers had prohibited land use on that particular site under the city's planning scheme. And of course we needed to fix this problem because, as you know, Woolworths is in the supermarket business. So we lodged a scheme amendment with the city in March to allow for shop uses on the site as well as increased plot ratio. The new controls will allow for a full-size supermarket, some specialty retail, car parking and development above for a use yet to be determined. As I'm sure you're also aware, there's no existing supermarket in West Perth, let alone many full-size supermarkets across the entire city of Perth. More retail, particularly supermarkets, is important to attracting additional people to the city to live, and that was a problem that was identified specifically in West Perth in the city's draft local planning strategy. We've been working cooperatively with the city's offices for probably about a year now, and we've agreed to a range of wording post-lodgement to make sure the development outcome on the site is mutually agreeable, and that includes various provisions requiring high-quality landscaping and ensuring that it's got a very prominent built form to that corner, noting that it's a very prominent arrival point at the edge of the city. So the proposed amendment was initiated by the commissioners in May and was advertised to the community in the following months, and no objections were received at all from the local community or any government agencies or utilities. So in summary, we fully support the Office of Recommendation and request that the amendment be adopted by the Council next week. Following adoption, the amendment will be sent to the State Government for assessment, and the Minister for Planning will make the final determination. If and when that happens, we'll be able to lodge a development application. So thank you. I'm happy to answer any of your questions.
Thank you, Mr Morrison. Now, if any councillors have any questions for Mr Morrison, can I invite you to direct those via the chair, please? It's your lucky night, Mr Morrison. Thank you very much. Cool. Thank you for being here. Item 6 on the agenda is disclosures of interest. CEO, have any been received?
Yes, Lord Mayor. There are two disclosures of interest from Councillor Bain in relation to item 12.3, Business Improvement Grants 2021, relating to recommendation 1.1 of the report is a direct financial interest arising from the receipt of an electoral gift from Jeff Leach. Relating to recommendation 1.2 of the report is an impartiality interest, as Councillor Bain is photographed with Christian Waters in her electoral campaign material. There are another three disclosures of interest received from Councillor Bain in relation to item 15.1, appointment of elected members to committees of council and external bodies, as follows. Relating to the City Amenity Advisory Committee, she has declared a direct financial interest from receiving an electoral gift from Les Wilson. Relating to the City Amenity Advisory Committee, she has declared an impartiality interest relating to Anne-Marie Ferguson, as she was the former contractor for Activate Perth when Councillor Bain was chair in 2018-19. And relating to the Marketing and Promotions Advisory Committee, she has declared an impartiality interest as Carly Taylor was an employee of Activate Perth when Councillor Bain was chair in 2018-19.
Thank you, CEO. Do any other councillors have any disclosures of interest from the floor?
Yes, I do.
Councillor Lisa?
Yes, I have an impartiality interest to declare. On item 12.3, Business Improvement Grants 20, 120. I've met the owner of Mustang Bar several times during the campaign.
Does anybody else have any any other councillors have any disclosures of interest from the floor?
I was a former member of the committee, the Arts Advisory, during COVID.
Which item number was that in relation to? 15.1. And what type of interest was it, please?
Okay.
Anybody else? Opportunity for me to step forward. Councillor Leeser, thanks for the prompt. I too have met the owner of the Mustang Bar, Mike Keelor, during the campaign. Now that was Councillor Leeser.
12.3.
Impartiality. Anybody else?
I'm sorry, I should put my hand up that one as well.
12.3. Could you please state that, please, Councillor Bevan?
I'd like to point out that I have an interest in 12.3 as meeting Mike Keeler as well.
And impartiality, if you could. Okay, the nature of the nature of the disclosure. Impartiality. Thank you. Okay. Councillor Gobbett.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I'd like to declare an interest in relation to item 11.2, as the proponent is known to me through a former committee that we served on together, namely Future Perth, where I was the secretary and he was the chairman.
Okay. A type of interest that you're declaring?
Impartiality, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gobbett. Perth's a small place. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you, councillors. Items 7 to 10 will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. We now move to the reports, as this is the first agenda briefing session and our first ordinary council meeting next week. I will ask that we move through each of the reports if any councillor has a question in relation to the item. Now, I believe some presentations have also been prepared. If any councillor would like a presentation or to be given on an item, please advise as we move through the reports. So, item 11.1, final adoption of amendment number 43 to the city planning scheme number 2 to introduce additional uses and a special control area over 707 lot 500 Murray Street, West Perth. Do any councillors request a presentation on this item? And do any councillors have a question on this item? Okay, no questions? All right. Item 11.2, final adoption of amendment number 44 to city planning scheme number 2 to introduce a special control area over 707 lot 14 and 725 lot 101 Wellington Street and 482 to 484 lot 2 and 486 to 488 lot 1 and lot 66 Murray Street, Perth. Do any councillors request a presentation on this item? Do any councillors have a question on this item? No questions. We move to item 12.1, Christmas lights trail budget variation. Do any councillors request a presentation on this item? Do any councillors have a question on this item? No questions. Item 12.2, COVID-19 Rebound Economic Development Sponsorship Study Perth International Education Action Plan Initiatives. Do any councillors request a presentation on this item? Do any councillors have a question on this item? No questions. Item number 12.3, Business Improvements Grants 2020-21. Councillor Bain, as you have declared a financial interest relating to recommendation 1.1 of this item, in accordance with Council's governance framework policy, you are required to leave the room during discussion of this item. However, as there are a number of grants to discuss, and noting that you've given prior notice of questions in relation to this item, if other councillors are happy, we can discuss this grant separately to allow Councillor Bain to remain in the room for discussion of the other grant. So we're going to discuss that item first. Thank you, Councillor Bain. Sure, we won't be a moment. Do any councillors request a presentation on this item?
Lord Mayor, not a question or presentation, but maybe just a brief explanation to the audience that we're not actually debating anything tonight. We're flying through things. It was reported that we were going to debate a whole heap of issues tonight. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. So if you could maybe explain that to the crowd, what the purpose of this session is.
Where was it reported?
In West Australia.
Well, never trust the media, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I would say. Never trust them. Thank you, Councillor Fleeton, for that clarification. And that is indeed correct. Do any councillors have a question on this item? And it is specifically 1.1 in relation to the $20,000 to Arundel Nominees Proprietary Limited and JJ Leach to assist in the fit out for Perth City Market in the Murray Street Mall at 227 Murray Street in Perth. No questions? So at that point we'll invite Councillor Bain to discuss all the others. We'll just wait until Councillor Bain's re-entered the room. Thank you, Councillor Bain. Item 1.1 has been dealt with. So we move to the other items, 1.2 onwards. Does anybody have anything to discuss on any of those? Any questions? Presentation?
Sorry, yes, I did have a question.
Yes, Councillor Bain.
Through the Chair, I was just wondering how the assessment was conducted as to who got grants and who didn't, and who it was that made the assessment scorecard.
Councillor Bain will refer that question to the CEO.
Thank you. And can I invite the General Manager, Community Development, to provide a response?
Thank you, CEO, and through the Chair. The assessment is undertaken by the assessment of the criteria associated with that particular grant program. So if you refer to the attachment for each of those grant applications, the criteria is outlined in the table within that within the attachment. The criteria is assessed by a panel of staff. At the moment, that panel consists of four people. So the areas that the staff come from are economic development, the activity approvals area, the urban design area, and also planning. The staff independently rate the applications against the criteria. The assessments are averaged across each of those applications, and then they're ranked in order from highest to lowest. The amount of budget that's allocated does determine the percentage against which we decide whether they're approved or declined.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question, Councillor Bain?
Yeah, it does.
Thank you, Councillor Bain. And thank you. And are there any other questions? So we move to item 13.3, tender EXM Rose Street Master Plan Works, presented under item 17 as it contains a confidential attachment. So 14, there are no corporate services reports this month. Move to 15.1. The appointment of elected members to committees of council and external bodies. Councillor Bain, I note that you have declared one financial interest and two impartiality interests relating to members of the City Amenity and Marketing and Promotion Advisory Committees. In accordance with Council's governance framework policy, you are required to leave the room during discussion of the Marketing and Promotion Advisory Committee due to your financial interest. That said, I note that the decision before us only relates to appointments to committees and external bodies which require elected member representation. Neither of these committees require any appointments to be made or are subject to the report and officer recommendations, noting that the appointments of members to which you have declared an interest have already been made previously by the commissioners. Your interest should only preclude you from the meeting should either of those committees and their memberships be discussed. So, do we have Any, so Councillor Bain is staying?
Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Do we have any questions on this item?
Okay.
Okay, item 16, committee reports. There are no committee reports this month. So item 17, matters for which the meeting may be closed. The Rowe Street Master Plan Works. It is recommended attachment 17.1A be confidential. Can the CEO please confirm the reasons for confidentiality?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. As confidential attachment 17.1A, tender evaluation matrix contains the precise weighting of each tender submission against the selection criteria, referee comments, a tenderer's financial assessment and commentary against the selection criteria, it is recommended that the meeting be closed for the discussion of this attachment. This is in accordance with section 5.232EII of the Local Government Act 1995, which deals with information that has commercial value to a person, and section 5.232C, which deals with contracts which may be entered into by the local government.
Thank you, CEO. Do any councillors request a presentation on this item? And does anyone have any questions?
Through the Chair, I have a question.
Yes, Councillor Angie.
So what changes, if any, have been made to the design in light of the announcement of the Perth City deal in September? And if there's changes to be made, what are the budget implications of that?
Thanks, Councillor Angie. I'll refer that to the CEO.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. And can we invite the General Manager, Infrastructure and Operations, to answer that question?
Thank you. Through the Chair, no changes have been made to date. We have had meetings with Main Roads, Department of Transport and Development WA regarding some pros and cons of any changes we might make. They don't believe that there are any changes that need to be made in the short term, and the pros of getting the project started certainly outweigh the cons. This project being partially funded in the city deal funding. We're meeting with ECU shortly and we'll work out with them if there are any specific changes that make sense. We can either include them in the detailed design up to the end of December or into the construction program when it occurs.
Thank you, General Manager. Are there any further questions? Yes, Councillor Bain.
I just have a quick question, Chris. Mr. Kopeck, would there be
the chair,
any?
If you could, Councillor
Bain. Sorry, through the chair. Okay. Would there be any financial implications for the city if we deferred making decision on the project until a later date?
And I'll throw that to the CEO.
And again, if we could invite the General Manager, Infrastructure and Operations, to answer the secondary question.
Through the chair, I probably need to take advice on financial matters relating to the tender because they are tender-related financial questions.
Okay. Thank you. The General Manager?
Yes, if I may, Lord Mayor, if I could actually invite our Special Projects Manager Finance to answer that question.
Thank you. And through the Chair, the financial implications of this particular project are such that we have prudently provided around about half of the cost of the money in a cashback reserve at the moment, and with the addition of the $10 million grant funding which comes through the city deal, the project is essentially fully funded at this stage. So to take that one step further, if the project were not to proceed at this time, the only potential financial implication could be failure to complete the obligations that come with the $10 million grant funding.
Does that answer your question, Councillor Bain?
Yeah, I guess it takes me to another question, which is, through the Chair, where's the trigger point where our contract may be in breach?
CEO.
And if I could invite the response, a further response? Shall we take that on notice?
Through the Chair, I think it might be better to take that on notice unless Mr. Kopeck is able to address it now.
Through the Chair, probably just to clarify the question, it was the question from Councillor Bain, was there a financial implications if we deferred the project from the point of view of the tender being delayed and therefore there being extra costs from the contractor for delaying, or in delaying the project and potentially missing out on city deal funding? Two different questions, sorry.
Yeah, through the chair, it was actually about the city deal funding, but you raised the tender issue as well, so I guess it's about both.
Okay, through the chair. The city deal, there's no indication at this point from Department of Transport, who are administering the funds, that the funding would disappear, for want of a better word, but it is allocated to this project specifically. So if the project was deferred beyond the city deal timeframe, and they're trying to get this body of work, the transport work, done in the next 2.5 years, and this financial year in the next two, I would imagine that we'd have to discuss with the Department of Transport whether that funding lapsed or moved into a different project, potentially.
Okay, thank you. Does that answer the question, Councillor Bain?
Extremely helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you both. And now, does anybody wish to discuss the attachment? No? Okay.
Question, if I may, Mr. Lord Mayor.
Yes, Councillor Gordon.
I was just wondering how the weighting of the criteria was determined, without going into details.
Shall I refer that to the CEO?
Thank you. And if I could invite the General Manager, Infrastructure and Operations, to respond.
Thank you. And through the chair, the major capital works projects at the City of Perth typically have this weighting. And sorry, I don't have it quite in front of me. And I think it is part of the confidential attachment too. So I'm not sure if I should be entering into a lot of detail about it, but it's standard City of Perth capital works procurement practice to have these weightings.
Okay. Any other questions? Oh, does that, firstly, Councillor Gordon, does that answer your question?
Yes, that does answer my question. Thank you. Perhaps also through you, Mr. Chair, whether there's any WALGA or legislative guideline as to what weighting we should be utilising for tenders.
Okay, throw that to the CEO.
And I think we may need to take that one on notice, if we may.
Are there any other questions? Okay, well, thank you all for your presentations and questions in relation to the reports. We now move to the next item of business. Items 18 and 19 will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. So if nobody has anything further, there being no further business, I now declare the agenda briefing session closed at 5:27 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Could you all please rise for the departure of the Right Honourable Lord Mayor, Basil Zemphis.